You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine is very grateful to Australian government for the recent announcement on new sanctions against Russia. It's really important for us to have unity and determination among our partners.
Well, the Prime Minister has said that this is just the first step in Australia's response. What further action would you like Australia to take?
At this stage, it's really important to keep pressure on Kremlin. So sanctions is the cornerstone of that pressure from the international community. Second is the international assistance to Ukraine, because we are determined to defend our country, and we appreciate any assistance that can boost our defense capabilities.
Well, just on that, the Prime Minister has indicated that Russia may retaliate against Australia in the form of a cyber attack.
Russia is very sophisticated, has very sophisticated, technologies and, significant resources, state-sponsored organizations that are actually deliberately attacking civil infrastructure and military infrastructure. So you have to be ready, you have to be prepared.
Now, we know that the Russian ambassador to Australia is being hauled in to DFAT today. Would you like to see him expelled?
This is the decision of the Australian government. We still leave place, room for diplomacy in order to avoid worst-case scenario. Anyone wants... nobody wants full-scale war. We actually called back our Ukrainian ambassador in Moscow, and our president right now is considering decision regarding breaking diplomatic relations with Russia after that blatant violation of international norms.
And would you like to see him expelled?
We already appreciate the decision of the Australian government to have special meeting with him send relevant messages to him and to Moscow. It's really important for us. But again, I'm not in the position to recommend Australian government on such sensitive decision.
Now, the Prime Minister says that he's already spoken to his immigration minister about prioritising Ukrainians who want to apply to come to Australia in terms of visas. What's your response to that?
It proves that Australians are caring about the situation in Ukraine and about our citizens. Majority of our countrymen are ready to defend their country, and we just 2 years ago, a little bit less, Ukraine introduced visa-free regime for citizens of Australia to travel to Ukraine. So any step in terms of liberalization or simplification of visa processes for Ukrainians will be appreciated.
Now, just on a personal note, you're very far away from your homeland. You have a lot of family still there, I'm assuming. Your country is on the brink of war. How are you feeling?
Of course, it's challenging. First thing in the morning when you wake up, you check in, you check situation on the ground, and you check messages from your family members, what's going on, what is happening. I wish I could help my country more, but I'm here in the position to deliver important messages on behalf of my government.